You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Turn on the weatherman, is that for the news I need? Sweet rain will wash away my blues. Look at the chart, but it look in vain. Heavy cloud, but no rain.
That's right, pretty cloudy out there today, but not much in the way of rain in the forecast. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. In a moment, we're also going to talk about the total solar eclipse that's coming up next month and concerns about smoke from wildfires spoiling it, also possible clouds. First, though, let's hear some details on that weekend forecast. Cliff, I hear Seattle may be headed for a dry day record because of the weather we've been having lately.
That's right. The record of consecutive dry days, days without measurable rain, that's 0.01 inches, is 51. So 51 straight days and no rain. Right now, we're at 33 days, and we are about to enter the driest time of the year. And I'm looking at the weather forecast models, and there's no rain in any of the models here in Seattle for at least the next week. So I think we have a shot at this. No guarantee, but the big record, 51 days, is one that we might approach.
So what about the rest of the weekend forecast? It's pretty hot.
No, I'll tell you, it's so close to normal. It's amazing. The highs will be 78 to 81 for most of us here around Puget Sound. And it's just going to be that way, you know, as far as I can see. Absolutely typical weather in terms of temperature and no precipitation is typical too. The last week of July and the first week of August is the driest period of the year. If you want to do anything outside, plan ahead. This is the period and I don't think it's going to disappoint. So what can I tell you? We'll have some low clouds in the morning some of these days that'll burn off and temperatures will zoom up to the upper 70s each day and no rain. And that's the forecast. That's about it.
Sounds great. So let's talk about that eclipse coming up on August 21st. Lots of people making plans to head for Oregon, but concerned now about wildfires spoiling the viewing because of smoke.
Well, that's a possibility. Here's the issue. We have this amazing total eclipse that's going to pass south of us. It'll cross the northern part of Oregon into central Oregon and out towards the east. So roughly the totality where the sun is completely covered up by the moon starts somewhere around Salem, and then it goes across the Cascades and places like Madras or be right in the middle of it in eastern Oregon. So here's the problem. The eclipse will happen in the morning, you know, roughly 10 o'clock a.m. Now, if you're on the western side, it's easier to get to, but there you have the potential for low clouds, particularly in the morning. And so I've looked at the climatologies, I've looked at satellite pictures for 20 years in a row, and basically there's about a 20-25% chance there'll be clouds coming in to the coast and into the Willamette Valley during that period, especially on the coast. It's, you know, maybe it's 40% on the coast, 25% in the Willamette Valley. So you have the chance of low clouds that could mess things up. Now, on the other hand, if you go east of the Cascades, places like Madras and places around Redmond out there where they'll have totality, there you're not going to have the low cloud threat. But there the threat is fire. If there were wildfires in the Cascades, that smoke could go over the viewing areas. So, you know, what's the chance of that? Well, you know, you're getting into a period that is probably a 10 to 20% chance of wildfires in the Cascades or in the eastern slopes of the Cascades, then, you know, there's a chance of getting some smoke effects in that location. So you got to pick your poison. Low clouds on one side and the potential for smoke on the other. Probably Madras is a better place or somewhere in that area. But then you have the other issue of crowds and traffic and trying to get into these places with small roads. So, you know, it's an optimization problem.
Cliff, you've made me feel better that I didn't make plans and book anything because it's kind of too late now. Everything is filling right up and maybe it's okay to just stay home and watch it on TV.
Well, you can see it from here in Seattle and Puget Sound. Most of the sun will be covered, so you'll get at least a piece of it, but the real action, the totality, will be south of us.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News. Thank you so much, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.